You're listening to SBS News.
Monkeypox is now classified as a global health emergency after the intervention of the World Health Organization. 5 people have died in Africa in the current outbreak, which has seen more than 16,000 people infected in 75 countries. This man in the United Kingdom suffered excruciating pain.
The scar on my nose was starting to pound. It was so painful, and without any opioids they were giving to me, I wasn't able to sleep, I wasn't able to, you know, do anything. I even told my consultants that, you know, whatever you want to do, you have my full consent, because I am feeling like I am going to die.
WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the virus can be controlled with what he calls the right strategies.
Although I'm declaring a public health emergency of international concern, for the moment, this is an outbreak that's concentrated among men who have sex with men, especially those with multiple sexual partners. That means that this is an outbreak that can be stopped with the right strategies in the right groups.
Outside of Africa, where monkeypox is endemic, the virus has been spreading mainly among men who have sex with men. This has resulted in warnings to people to be vigilant if they have multiple sexual partners or attend sex on-premises venues. In Australia, Sydney MP Alex Greenwich has written to the Health Minister, Mark Butler, urging him to work with the Therapeutic Goods Administration to approve a third-generation smallpox vaccine that's been used in the United States. While monkeypox is spread through the close skin-to-skin contact that occurs during sexual activity, people can also acquire the infection from sheets, towels, or clothing. Dr. Mike Ryan from the World Health Organization says the currently available vaccines take about 3 weeks before they provide full protection.
When this vaccine is given in a pre-exposure context, it is not like giving an antiviral. It takes time for vaccines to work, and in this case, it can take up to 3 weeks, I believe, for this vaccine to take full effect. So being vaccinated does not give you instant protection. The best way to avoid this infection is to avoid being exposed to it, and if you are exposed to it, to avoid being the person that transmits that further to somebody else.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.